Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we had brought Sinead Brady onto the programme this morning to talk about what to do when you're approaching retirement age, but it would be a little bit remiss of me, Sinead, not to employ your expertise now for anybody in Accenture, anybody in that industry who thinks that they may face losing their job. What is your advice for somebody in that situation this morning?
Morning, Philip. I really feel for people that are experiencing this. And what they're experiencing is called a career shock. So it's something that you didn't expect. It's an unexpected impact on your career and on the decisions that you have been making for the next number of months and possibly years. So there's worries attached to it. There's financial worries. So there's lots of different things happening. And what I would say to people at this point is pause. You can get very caught up in listening to what perhaps has been promised to you by an organisation or by government. But what I would say to anybody in this situation is pause and actually just collect your own thoughts. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What is the impact on you and your family? Have you got a family, if you have family, or your friends or whoever is within your close circle? And really pause, because making a decision that is a knee-jerk decision at this point is not necessarily going to be the best decision for you and your future. And also, everyone is going to experience this differently, Philip. So we're going to have people who are going to be absolutely, you know, really excited by this and see it as an opportunity and an option to do something different, to maybe make a change in their life or their career. And then there's going to be other people who are indifferent, they don't really mind. And then for other people, they're going to be devastated and they're going to really feel this as an awful experience. So it's to be mindful of the fact when you are speaking to your colleagues or to family members or friends who are experiencing this, that you might expect one reaction, but their feeling and their reaction may be absolutely different. So everyone will come to this differently and experience it differently. And as you said in your last piece, we don't actually know what's going on inside the four walls of Accenture this morning, which is an awful feeling for people to walk in there this morning and not really know what to expect. And that's part of the career shock.
People will obviously react differently, but what you're suggesting there is that the common thing that everybody should do is stop, pause, continue with this week as normal, because nothing is going to happen this week, one would imagine. They're not going to move that quickly. And by this time next week, you will be in a better place in your own mind to deal with what is coming.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, just acknowledge what you are actually feeling. So as you pause, if you're really frustrated by this, if you're angry by this, I feel a sense of relief and really understand what you're feeling yourself.
Sinead,
begin to control what you can.
Your line is coming and going there. We'll persist for a little bit, but we might get you up on a phone line if it doesn't improve. Can we move on to what it was that we had originally employed you for this morning? This question of approaching retirement age, are you looking forward to it or do you dread it? Are you planning to travel, take up a new hobby, learn a new language, or just enjoy a slightly more relaxing pace of life? Again, it's something that people experience very, very differently. Some with dread, some just do not want to retire, some just cannot wait to run out the door and burn their bridges.
Yeah, so again, retirement is actually a career shock because even though we know that this is coming down the line, how often are we skilled or taught or equipped with the ability to manage retirement? And I think for a lot of people, and research would suggest the same, you kind of have this idea of sailing off into the sunset with the gold watch and a sense of, you know, relaxing into leisure time where you're just going to do very little or nothing. And I suppose that perhaps was something when you might have been expected to live maybe 7 to 10 years beyond retirement. But now we're expecting to live 23 years beyond retirement. And for most of those years, very healthily. So many people are thinking about retirement as an opportunity, as an option to do something new, to do something different, and to perhaps engage in work either on a part-time basis or a consultancy basis or just to completely change career. So this is a very different experience than it was for somebody retiring, you know, 20 or 25 years ago.
Is it a very different experience for men from women? Because it strikes me that women throughout their adult lives are much better at maintaining a wide range of interests and pursuits and friends, where men tend to be a little bit more monomaniacal and fixated on work. So it's a bigger, as you say, career shock when they just suddenly at the age of 65 have to stop.
Yeah, and this is something I think that we haven't really addressed very well, and we don't talk about very much. So along gender lines, there tends to be a work intensification for men around the time that they become parents, if that's part of their life. And even if they don't, they tend to intensify their work patterns in and around 35 years old. And that's a time of great career progression for men, typically, and their career is quite linear. So they enter the paid workplace with the expectation that they will stay in it until retirement. So oftentimes when maybe they stop playing team sport, they will slip into playing or being involved in less activities outside of work. For women, their career is less linear, because if they take time, and we know that women are more likely to be in unpaid work, so caring or rearing or taking care of domestic duties, so their career is less linear. And actually, they hit the peak of their career. Women tend to hit the peak of their career. It's called a kaleidoscope career. They tend to hit the peak of their career at around 45. So actually, there's two very different experiences. So yes, maybe this dip from the work intensification of the previous 40 years does present a fear of not knowing how you will occupy your time.
So do we need to have two different conversations then about how men and women experience retirement?
I think we need to have very different conversations about how men and women experience the workplace. And then ultimately we can have better conversations about how they experience retirement. So yes, I think that's a really important observation and point to make, and definitely part of a wider conversation. But also this cohort, so say somebody is facing retirement in the next number of years. I mean, we're only a very short amount of time out of a workplace that required women upon marriage to actually leave the paid workplace. So there's a cohort of people that will be retiring where it has always been very traditional roles within the home. So, you know, the homemaking and domestic life was part of their partner's life, and then they were always outside in the paid workplace. So I think there's really important conversations to be had about roles and about how retirement is going to be experienced by both men and women who are partners in the same home, but have never really occupied that same home for large periods of time because they were different remits.
Indeed. So let's get down to the nitty gritty of this. What you're talking about in an awful lot of respects is housework and how two people inhabit the same space and not drive each other crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And also to remember that if somebody has been kind of doing all of the caring and rearing, and actually the home has been their space of work, it's to be very conscious of the fact that you are actually now occupying their world of work, and to have really adult conversations and to renegotiate and recontract about what is expected of everybody.
And that you're at retirement as the man should also be perhaps the occasion of their retirement from household duties.
Absolutely. And that this is not an opportunity to sit at the top of the table and, you know, expect things in a particular way. But these are really important conversations. So it's about recontracting and renegotiating. But I think this is something that we need to do at all stages of the work life, but definitely facing into retirement, particularly where there are very traditional gender roles in particular homes.
By a strange coincidence, just yesterday I came across a piece of research that says that if a woman does the balance of the housework in the home, it leads to reduced sexual desire for her partner on her behalf, and because she will regard that person as a dependent. And, you know, let's face it, somebody who is dependent on you is not sexy.
Yeah, and the reality, all of the research would show this, because it is about shared responsibility in a shared space, and it's about two adults coming together and recontracting and renegotiating as you go through the various seasons of life. So while this is an important conversation for retirement, it's actually a really important conversation as you transition through different seasons of life. So when you move in together, when you become parents, if you choose to become parents, or whatever the makeup is, at the end of the day, every adult in a home needs to eat, needs to have their clothes clean and all of that. So it's a shared responsibility.
You're using two very formal sounding words there, recontracting and renegotiating. I mean, essentially, though, you're not talking about anything other than keeping the lines of communication open, are you?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a really fair point. Absolutely. This is about talking to each other. It's about communicating with each other. And it's about saying, you know, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. And you mightn't be used to those conversations. But it's, you know, you still have a very long life beyond retirement. And it's any time to start these really healthy conversations is a good time to start these conversations.
But formalizing it, as one of my colleagues points out, you can't just leave these conversations hanging in the ether, because people might have a different understanding of the conclusions that had been made.
Yeah, and I would have, like, there's a really great example of this. Like, I would cook in our home, my husband would clean up, and his idea of cleaning up was putting things on top of the dishwasher. That's not, you know, so It's really about having a full conversation about what these things involve. Now, we have
grown
beyond that.
Do you mean that there isn't a dishwasher fairy that takes them from that pile on top of the dishwasher and puts them in? Oh, God. How does that happen?
So there's this understanding, and I think that's really important. There's a great app called Our Home that you can download, and it actually breaks down all of the different tasks into their constituent pieces. And it helps you and the other person to understand what actually is involved in the different tasks. And then you allocate tasks.
We can all see when a job is not done.
Well, it's your you would think that, wouldn't you, Philip? But it's about actually understanding the constituent parts of the roles, particularly if somebody's been socialised not to do those things previously. So this is actually about sometimes things having to be broken down into their smallest constituent part. But it's very helpful for all sorts of families or all sorts of people living together, because we each have different expectations. So this is a great way of just saying, well, actually, this is what a task involves. And it's great for kids as well. So it's great for getting kids to, and you can build rewards into it.
If they can make an app to tell you when a job is not done, why can't they just make an app to do the job for you? We'll leave that one hanging there.
The future of work, Philip.
Sinead Brady, career and workplace psychologist, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.